Okay, good morning. Welcome back to Shmiras HaLashon class learning, which I miss very much when we don't have personally. Very difficult for me. Approaching Zman Matan Torah, saying, Vayichan Shem Yisrael Neged Ahar Kish Echa Belev Echa, but I've told this over many times. Hani brings down, Hani Machzal Hashem, and Brook brings down, I think, into the Farakar Rebbe, who says, Vayichan, Vav is and, Yod is Hichan. Kish Echa Belev Echa. It's not, why were they able to camp like one man with one heart? They saw the chin in their fellow Jew. They had an Ayin Tova. Ayin Tov. When you see the good in your fellow Jew, you see the chayin. And when you see the chayin, of course you can't put achdus because there's no negativity. It's unbelievable. So halavai, we should be zocha to reach such a level, to such a madrega, where we could overlook the failings and only see the chayin, the positive, the charm, have through a good eye. With that, we'll be zocha to Mama Torah. We are Matan Torah at Mama Rasina. We are learning Lidu Nishmas, Tzvi Gershon, Ben Yoav Echana, Lavasham, is the Shem we should have continuous Aliyah in the merit of our Torah. With our continuous Masoros Tovus and Refuos for Bracha Vigail, Masrachel Gita, and with that we'll begin with the Tefillah Al Hadibar. Ribono Shel Olam, Yihi Ratzon Lefanecha, Arachem V'Chanan, Shetizekeni Hayim U'V'Chol Yom, Lishmar Pi U'Lishoni Milashon Hara U'Rechilas, Ve'Azarim L'Dabar Afila Al Yish Yachid, V'Kol Shekein Akal Yisar, O Al Chelek Mehem, V'Kol Shekein Mil Yisraim Al Midosav Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ve'Azarim L'Dabar Divrei Sheker Chanufa, Machlokas Ka'as, Gaiva, Na'as Dvarim, Habanas Panim, Leitzanus, V'Chol Dibar Asur v'zakenish lo d'daber ki im d'daber hatzarich v'inyanei gufi v'nafshi v'yukol ma'asai d'ibur v'alashem shemayim amen. Today's class is going to focus on onas dvarim. We just read, we should be on guard not to speak lies, flattery, quarrel, anger, haughtiness. Onas dvarim is verbal oppression. Why is it so relevant to our class? It's always relevant to our class. The mitzvah was in last week's parasha. And the Sefer HaChinuch has a piece on it, which I photocopied so that we could actually go through together to actually, it's a mitzvah d'oraisa. It's not just like a good eitzah that the Chofetz Chaim is saying, you should not engage on onas dvarim, verbal oppression. It's a mitzvah d'oraisa not to verbally oppress your fellow. And we're going to look at the Chinuch. I just want to tell you how much this class helps me personally. For example, last time we had the rules of WhatsApp. Do you remember the halachos at the end? We did the rules of WhatsApp from the Chofetz Chaim Heritage Foundation, practical rules. So one of the things it says is even if something is public knowledge, you should not spread it. Well, you could say it's public knowledge. The biggest chilul Hashem is to spread news of a chilul Hashem. Remember? Mm-hmm. So somebody emailed me an article about a certain from person, a famous person in a certain place who has been accused of very not nice things. And when I opened the email, I said, oh, my husband was in the room. My husband said, what? So I said, nothing. Someone sent me an email. And then I didn't forward it to him. And you should know, I normally definitely would forward it. It's in the news. Everybody knows about it. I mean, you could go onto the New York Post and read what this person did. It's not a secret. I'm almost doing forward it because of this class. Because the greatest Chil Hashem is spreading Chil Hashem. Just go with us. Okay. Oh, so let me tell you. Okay, we're going to begin with the Chinuch. Well, I think we're only going to be in the Chinuch because I made photocopies for you. Okay, so this is from Parshas Behar. Now, interestingly that it's in Parshas Behar. Parshas Behar, that's where the mitzvah is based. Parshas Behar is all about Shemitah and Yovel, right? It also talks about when you buy something or sell something to your fellow. Okay, and what it says when you buy or sell to your fellow, I'm just trying to find it for you. Here we go. Right. There's two different mitzvos in this week's parsha. One is when you make a sale to your fellow. It's in Behar, okay? V'chi timku mim karl amisacha, when you make a sale to your fellow. O kano mian misacha, or buy from your fellow. By the way, Rashi teaches here that this teaches you that when you buy something or sell something, you should try and first give the business to a Jew. It says, V'chi timkru mimkar l'amisech, when you make a sale to your fellow, o kana miyal misech, or buy from your fellow. So what should you try and do? If you could get the same item on Amazon and the same item in a from store in Central Avenue, so if it's no difference, so why should you get it from the store of Central Avenue? You can give your from person business. Al tonu ish as achiv. That's the first azhara. This is ona as mamon. Rashi says you shall not financially oppress your fellow. Because we're just speaking about sale and purchase. So when you have a sale, when you make a purchase, do not financially oppress. You know, when you go into a store sometimes, I personally, it's hard for me. When you go into a store and there's no price tag on the item. So it makes me a little wary because I'm not sure how you're setting the price, different people. I don't know. You have a mitzvah to be very careful not to financially oppress somebody else. According to the number of years, in onas mamon, in financial oppression, according to the years until Yovel, that's how the sale of the field goes. So in other words, you're really selling the pasuk is explaining the number of crops. So if because by Yovel, the land goes back to the original inheritance. So original family and the original owner. So if there's 5 years left to Yovel, you're only selling with 5 years of crops, minus the Shemitah before. It's actually 4 years of crops. And if there's 44 years left till Yovel, he's buying many more crops. So you calculate the sale and the purchase price according to how many years of Yovel there are. Then the Pasuk says, for your own reference, 25:17, Parachav Hei Pasuk Yudzayin, Lo Tonu Ish Es Amiso. You shall not harass one another. And what does Rashi say? The first azhar was onas mamon, financial oppression. You should be honest. The second one is kan hizir al onas dvarim. Here you are, azhar, he's here, warned about onas dvarim, verbal harassment. What does it mean? Shalo yaknit as chaveru. You know what this means? Should not annoy your fellow. That's what it means, don't annoy him. Velo yasenu eita she'eno hoganaso. Don't give him advice that's not appropriate for him. Lafi darko vahana aso. Give him advice for his way, for his path in life, and according to his benefit. No, don't give him advice according to your benefit. Give him advice according to his benefit. And if you will say, who knows that I had bad intention, that's why the pasuk ends with v'yareisa me'elokacha. Lo sonu ish es amiso. One may not verbally harass or oppress his friend with onas devarim, verbal harassment. Why does it end with you shall fear God? Because you think, who knows if I'm doing verbal harassment? Who knows if I'm giving bad advice? Nobody knows. It looks like, I make it look like, it's good advice. I don't know, someone comes in with an outfit and you want to insult her. So you could say it's brand new and she's so excited. I'm trying to give a practical example. And you could say, you know, it's really for your benefit. I think it's really not nice on you. It's not so flattering. Really, you're jealous of how that person looks. I'm not saying anyone at this table will do this.
Also, you'll go sometimes into a store and you'll see a salesperson tell the person, oh, it's really not short, even though it is. Or it looks great on you, and you're looking at the person thinking, that looks terrible. And, you know.
So I wonder if that fits into the onas mamon or onas tvarim. Perhaps that's a combination of both. It's interesting you're saying, because last week, my mother was very cute. My mother took me shopping, my almost 15-year-old daughter, and my 6-year-old niece. It was really cute, Kanina Har. And I tried this one thing, I really liked it. I'm not saying what store in. And the sales lady saying, it looks so nice. My mother said, Michal, it doesn't look nice. Ask someone's opinion who does not work in the store. I happen to have a friend there. So she said to me, you could do better. So I said, okay, I realize I should. So it's a very relevant example, but I think that's both. I think that's more onas mamon than onas dvarim. They're not really trying to insult you. They're really trying to take advantage monetarily wise. But this example is, let's say you have no monetary interest involved. So it's a different category. You're jealous. Your friend looks very good. I don't know. She just lost 10 pounds. She looks great. It makes her look nice. You haven't bought a new dress in 5 years. So you say, you know, I really think it doesn't look nice on you. You shouldn't wear it. You don't want to go out and be embarrassed. It looks like you're giving her good advice. So why? Vayareisa me'elokacha. You should revere the Almighty. Know that Hashem always hears. By the way, Yereisim HaKach of Sham Shafal Hirsch points out to fear or to revere God. So from the Shem Shoshes to see that we Ribbono Shel'Olam. Lir'ot and also Yirat. It's the same Shoresh. Because if you see the presence of the Ribbono Shel'Olam, then you'll automatically revere the Ribbono Shel'Olam. And if you don't, if you fail to see the hand of God in your life, then of course you can't revere Him. He teaches that by Malik Devarim 25. So this is a mitzvah d'oraisa. Onas dvarim. When we start this class every week in our Tefillah V'Dibur, one of the things we daven for is that we should not be osik in the sin of onas dvarim. So it's a d'oraisa. So let's look and see what the Sefer Chinuch has to say about this mitzvah. You have your photocopies in front of you. Right? So here we are. Shin Lamed Ches, it's mitzvah 338. The Sefer was written in the 1300s anonymously because the Mechaber felt that people had too much time on their hands on Shabbos, so to speak, so it would give us something to do to go through all the mitzvahs in the Torah. Halavai, this is what we should be busy with when we have too much time in our hands. Okay, I don't know if we sitting here with too much time in our hands, but you get the point. Shalola honos achad mi Yisrael bedvarim. Okay? Mitzvah. Shalom, we're going to go through the whole thing. That's why instead of me reading it to you, I wanted you to see the Lashon inside. Shalom, lahonos echad meYisrael bedvarim. You should not oppress a summon in Israel with words. So often we think, I want to tell you something. My kids were... we saw a blue jay again in our yard. On Shabbos, my daughter's like, there's a blue jay in the yard. I never saw it in my life. I want to tell you something. My daughter was reading on Shabbos a book about snakes. All about snakes, and she kept telling me all the different interesting things she was reading. It was very, very interesting. about why the tongue is forked. She's like, you know why the tongue is forked? I'm like, yeah, it's reminding you not to speak Lashon Hara. You have to choose which path. She's like, the other reason, mommy. I said, okay, what's the scientific reason? This one's called this. Look at the scales. It was really remembering Masech Hashem. She was enjoying it very much. She was sharing a lot of the information from it. So one of the things she was saying is that a certain snake with one bite can bring down an elephant. That's how much venom and poison there is. I don't remember the name of the snake. In this snake, to bring down an elephant. So imagine how unbelievably powerful the bite of the snake is. So I said, it was her and my son, my big one, on the couch. He's almost 21, she's almost 15. And they said, so I said, you know what that teaches you? They said, what? I said, you know what that teaches you? Teaches you the power of one word. One word. Oh, what word could bring down a human being? I said, you could literally kill a person with your words. They're like, okay, mommy. Because, you know, whatever they sort of... I said, I'm telling you something serious. So I'm telling you something serious. Why is the snake's venom so powerful that an animal, one bite, that the elephant could trample on this and kill it and crush it. Yet if he gets into the heel of the elephant, how could it bring down an elephant? Something this big, okay, let's say it's 6 feet long. Bring down an elephant that weighs how many tons? How's it possible? What's Hashem teaching us? Why is the tongue forked? Because we have to make decisions in life. Why does the constrictor suffocate the victim? Because you take the breath out of the other person. Why can a small animal bring down something 20 times its size? You could share. Just share. No, you'll just share with the person next to you, please. Why? Because what does it teach you? It teaches you how venomous our words are. That with one bite, one word. We don't contemplate. You could bring down. It's a deraisa. Shalom lahonos. It's not a nice advice of the Chofetz Chaim. Mitzvah deraisa. Rebbeinu Shalom. You cannot oppress a fellow bidvarim because you can kill them. Kloma. Shalom nomer liyisrael. Dvarim. Look, are you with me? I'm at the top. Have your hand out. Shalom nomer liyisrael. Dvarim sheyak ivuhu. You should. Koev. What does it mean? You shouldn't say words to a fellow Israelite that can cause him. What's koev? Pain. V'yitza'aruhu, and cause him tzar. V'ein bo koach le'azarmem. He has no koach to help himself against those words. You make the person feel so, did I hurt somebody? You make the person feel so, what's the word I'm looking for? Demeaned, that they can't even answer back. They can't even help themselves. U'bepeirush amru zichonim levracha ketzad. And clearly, chazal zichonim levracha, the sages of blessed memory said how. So examples. Imhaya bal teshuva, if the person was a bal teshuva, repented, lo yomarlar, zichro masachal rishonim, you shouldn't say, oh, remember when you drove on Shabbos, remember when you needed cheeseburgers on Yom Kippur, etc. Hayuchal la'ayim bain alav, look at this one. If this is so important. If they're also important. If a person is sick, chas v'sham, lo yomarlo, kederach sham mechaver of Eov, you shouldn't say what Eov's friend said. Hello, you're ascha, ki se la secha. What should you not say? Well, your afflictions came upon you because of your lack of fear of God. In other words, you know why you're sick? Hashem is punishing you. You know why Hashem is punishing you? You're not such a good person. It's your averus and your lack of your shemaim that brought your sins upon you. You know, so chalila, the person's in a difficult mansav. It's onas dvarim to say them. Gamzu l'tova. Hashem's sending you a message. Maybe Hashem is sending a message. That's not a comfort. That's not a chizuk. I will daven for you. Ba'azos Hashem, everything should be okay. Is there anything I could do for you? Not you brought this upon yourself. It's mamish onas dvarim. Ra'a chamari mevakshim tvua. If you see donkey drivers looking for crop, they need crop. Lo moy lo yomer lahem. So in other words, people with their flocks or sheep or donkeys, you shouldn't say them. L'chu etzo ploni. Go to the field of so and so. V'hu yodeh she'eno. And I know that ploni almoni does not have food for them. So you're sending them on a trip for no reason. All of these are examples of what onas dvarim means. V'lo yomer l'tagar. You shouldn't say to a merchant. B'kama chevedze. How much does this cost? V'hu eino rotza likach. You don't want to buy it. So you can't go into a store that's Jewish owned or from owned, and you're just window shopping. Without intent to buy, not with the intent to buy, but then they tell you the price. It doesn't look good on you. It costs too much money. You have something like it at home. That's a different matzav. But you're just on window shopping and you're wondering how much does this cost? It's asur. It's an isur d'oraisa v'onas dvarim. So into the store and say, how much does this cost without any intention to buy? We don't think of this. So what are the examples we had so far? To achozer b'tshuva. Don't say, remember what you used to do? By the way, that could even be, I want to make something clear about that also. That's not only someone who didn't used to be observant and now became observant. Let's say a person themselves increases their level. They were always observant. They call it from birth, I think, whatever. They're always observant, but they have taken new Kabbalahs upon themselves. So you shouldn't say, I remember 10 years ago, you used to go to the movies and now they don't go to the movies. You understand? They're not a chozer p'teshuva in the classic sense that we understand the chozer p'teshuva. It's not that they were from and now they're from, just to use terms, even though I try not to use terms. They took more observance. Oh, remember you used to go to the movies with us? Now you're so religious. It's so nice for him. Someone's sick? Don't say, you know why you're sick? Because you did X, Y, and Z. God's teaching you a lesson. If someone is looking for a place for his donkeys to eat, or he's looking for a place to rest, or he's looking for a bathroom at the next rest stop, don't say, oh, that rest stop has a bathroom. That place has food for your camels, and you know there's really no water for your camels. Don't say to the merchant, how much does this cost, when you have no intention to buy those things. And over this, the pasuk says, velo tonu ish es amiso. You may not verbally harass or oppress. Rashi says, lo yaknit es chaveiro. You not may not annoy your friend. Shovesh mitzvah zu yadua. The root. You're smiling. You want to say something?
Yeah.
No? You're smiling. Okay. Shovesh mitzvah zu yadua. The root of this mitzvah is well known. Kihula teit shalom bein habrios. You want to know why? And we start off saying vayichan sham yisrael neged ahar, which I think really relates to our learning today. We have to see the chen in others. We have to cultivate an aura of charm, of goodwill, of peace between fellow men. Laseis shalom bein habrios. The purpose of this mitzvah is to instill peace and tranquility between creations. V'gadol hasham. How great is peace? Shabo habracha mitzuya ba'olam. Because through peace, that's how bracha, blessing, is found in this world. The very last Mishnah in all of Shusha Sidre Mishnahs. Uktzid, Parak Gimel, Mishnah Yerbeis, Lo Matzah, Kosh Baruch Hu, Kli Machzik Bracha Liyisrael, El HaShal. Kosh Baruch Hu found no better vessel for blessing for Israel than peace. How many halachas they teach us? How much musr they give us? How much derech achayim they teach us? What's the final thing they end with? Shalom. Shalom matzah kosh baruch hu kli machzik bracha. That's what exactly what he says here. Lisa alasham. The kasha machlokas. How harsh is a machlokas? Quarrel, strife. We're coming up to the book of Bamidbar this week. Oy lanu ki chatanu. What happens when we open the book of the Midbar? Very quickly things go wrong. Go wrong. We have Bilam. Following Bilam, of course, we have the descent, the Yerida with the non-Jewish woman, and the Avodah Zarah Baal Pa'ar. We have the Machlokas of Korach. We have the Misonanim. We have, we have the Meraglim. How difficult is Machlokas? Kama Kilalos? How many curses? The Kama Takalos? And how many? What's Takalos? Curses and also like a difficulty, maledictions, misfortunes to Luyasba. How much curse and how much misfortune comes about because of Machlokas? Midine ha-mitzvah, kama azharos, from the laws of the mitzvah, kama azharos, there are some warnings, for kama zeruzin. Zeruz is to have alacrity, zariz, to be mizariz. So in other words, the Torah wants us to have alacrity, to be very careful about fulfilling. Shehiz hirunu, the Zirchon Levracha, that the sages warned us about a be'inyan zar in this matter. Shalola hakiv habrios b'shum davar. Not to cause pain to another person in any matter. Who does this? How do we live? Velola vaisham. You can't cause embarrassment to another person. You know how much we talk about WhatsApp here? Also last time. So on one of my WhatsApp groups, somebody posted something. You know, we're all in many WhatsApp groups, no details included. Someone posted something about somebody else on the group. And I didn't, with, laughing emoji, the emoji with two tears, like laughing very hard. And it wasn't nice. It's in a public forum. And what you think is a joke could be interpreted as very not nice. It's not nice. I'm not even going to give the example in case the person would hear what I'm saying. I don't think they would, but just in case. But it wasn't a nice thing to say with the laughing emoji. And we spoke last time about the meal of winking. We spoke about WhatsApp and the dangers of being in a group. It's so easy to embarrass another person. We're so not careful. Kama kalalos, v'kama takalos. Tlius, but how much curse and misfortune and malady comes about is dependent on this koach dibor. There are so many warnings, and we have to be zaris, and the sages warned us in this matter. We can't cause pain for anything, and we can't embarrass somebody else. V'yifligu badavar ad sha'amru shalo yitha einav al hamikach b'shal she'en lo damim. How much to the point where the sages says, you shouldn't even cast your eyes on an item for purchase if you don't have money. That's different. That's not even asking how much does this cost and I can't buy it. And then the person, I think, think, oh, I'm about to make a sale. Shouldn't even look at something in the store. You know, you're looking at a rack of dresses and the sale person's going to come over to you right away and say, oh, do you like that? What size are you? Which color did you want? Black or pink? Maybe we could find it for you in your color. Again, not if you're really planning to buy and it doesn't look good, or you find that it's too expensive, or lamaise or something else, but you honestly had intention. If you don't have money, you shouldn't even go into that store. If you know that store is beyond your means, don't even go in. Wait, does anyone have questions or comments? Do you know where I'm up to? Ra'ui. Let me see where it is so I can tell you which paragraph I'm on, please. The fifth paragraph, please. Let's continue. Do you have questions or comments? Okay. Ra'ui, I could go on. Ra'ui lihizahir. And it's worthy to be on guard. Sha'afilu biremez devarav. You know what he's saying now? Even through an illusion through your words. Lo yad nishma cheruv levnei adam. There shouldn't be slander here. It's translated as calumny. I had to look up calumny. It means slander or something. You know what calumny means? Oh, it means slander or it's saying something negative that could damage someone's reputation, even through allusion. The Torah was very makbir. Harbe, a lot, be'onasra, which is what the Chavetz Chaim tells us all the time. The Torah was so makbir. How do you translate makbir? I don't know. We all know what it means. The Torah was very makbid when it comes to onas tvarim. Lefisha hu davar kashem ma'od lelev habrios. It's something that's very heavy in the heart of people. V'harbe b'mnei adam, and many people yakpidu alein yosir min hamamon. Look at this, he says, many people are more makbid over matter of words than even over their money. U'kamosha amru zichon al-racha, gedola onas tvarim me'onas mamon. So we just saw both mitzvahs in this week's parasha. Which one we were warned about first? Onas mamon. Which one are we warned about second? Onas devarim. Which one is harsher? We just read it. Onas devarim. Sheba onas devarim hu omer v'yareisam elokecha. We began with the pasuk inside with Rashi explaining that. Because by onas devarim, what does it say? Shall revere the Ribbono shel Olam. Fear your God. But by onas mamon, does not say that. So it adds an extra kunz here, and it tells you, don't speak negatively to another person, don't harass, and don't remember, the Ribbono shel Olam is there all the time. V'lo yeh be'efshar lichtov prakol dvarim she'ein behem tzar sabius. V'lo yeh be'efshar, it's not even possible, lichtov prakol dvarim, to write the details of all the matters, she'esh behem tzar sabius. He says, I can't even write to you all the things that you could say that could cause pain, tzar, tzaros, agmas nefesh to another person. But everyone has to be very careful according to his what he sees, what he perceives, what he understands, his ability. Because the Almighty, blessed be He, knows kol pesi osav, all of your steps, v'chol remiz osav, and all of your remes, everything you even hint to or allude to. Ribbono shel Olam knows everything. I say the chinuch cannot write everything down for you. It's not possible. But Hashem knows everything. Because we only see the external. I can only see what my eyes see. The Ribbono shel Olam can see inside. So, you know, I don't know how that person on the group felt when that person posted that with the laughing face. It wasn't funny. And one other person replied, LOL. And then nobody else said anything else. So, it's not LOL if you're hurting somebody else. We can only see the external. But Hashem can see Lalev. He could see the inside, the internal of the person. Don't forget that the last letter of the Torah is Lamed, and the first letter of the Torah is Beis. Le'enei kol Yisrael. Le'enei kol Yisrael. And Bereishis bara Elokim. And it's always rolled up, because the heart of the Jew should always encompass everything that's in the Torah. The Torah is not flat. It's not a book. It's a scroll. And a scroll is rolled, so that we're always encompassing with our hearts everything from beginning to end. And every Jew has the heart of Torah within them. And who am I to cause pain to another heart? Ribbono shel Olam sees that. But kama ma'isim kasvu lanu zichron levracha, how many incidents or stories the sages zichron levracha wrote about in the Medrash, l'lamed alzeh musar, to teach us musar. We quoted one last time. Remember the tongue? Tevi came home from the marketplace. Do you remember? Tevi came home from the marketplace. His master said, buy me the best piece of meat. I'm bring this back because he says right here, how many stories in the Medrash the sages teach us to give us Musar? Bring me the best piece of meat. Tavi brought a tongue. Bring me the worst piece of meat. Tavi brought a tongue. And I asked for the best piece of meat, he brought a tongue. When I asked for the worst piece of meat, he brought a tongue. Master, when the tongue is good, there's nothing better. When the tongue is bad, there's nothing worse. Another Medrash is, the peddler who was walking in the town of Tzipori, chirping, Tzipori, and Tzipori, mi ba'achai, who wants the elixir of life, who wants the elixir of life, what's the elixir of life, what was he peddling, his, where's where, kapitol amadal of tilam, mi ha'ish ha'chafetz chayim, ohev yamim le'olustav, he said, you want to know what life is, I'm selling the elixir of life. Well, I was at the town of Tzipori, Tzipor, chirping, an allusion to the fact they're always chirping. If you want to know that the elixir of life is the potion for life, the magic for a long life, that's Sarashan Chameiro, Isfasecha Medaber Mirma. The Iker Ha'inyan Beperek Revi Mimitzia. Okay, so he says if you want to know the Iker Revi Inyan, you should go to the fourth chapter, Bava Mitzia. We're not going to do that. The chinuch always tells you when this mitzvah is noheg and in which gender. This is a mitzvah, it's not a mitzvah hatluya ba'aretz, and it's not a mitzvah hatluya b'davar, haha, it is, pun intended. It's a mitzvah hatluya b'davar, b'dibur. And it's not a mitzvah aseh shazman graman, and it's not an ayantif, and it's not for men, and it's not for women, it's for everybody. Nohegas mitzvah z'b'chol makom b'chol zman. This mitzvah is in effect in all places and all times, bizcharim and males, unikavis and females. But afilu b'ktanim. What does that mean? Even with youngsters, ra'oi lihizaher shalola hach ivan bidvar miuser midai. Look at this. So on this, we think they're just a kid. You could say whatever you want to kid. For some reason, sometimes we feel that it's okay to say things to children that we would not say to grown-ups. But the chinuch says, when it comes to young children, we have to be very careful not to cause them pain with words more than is necessary. Now he's going to clarify something. For chinuch, it's necessary to cause pain. I'm going to give an example. One of my children, last Motzei Shabbos, I needed to tell him that I was very disappointed in something that happened on Motzei Shabbos, so it was Sunday. So I corrected myself immediately. First I said, and I was harsh, I said, I was very disappointed in you. Immediately I said, I was very disappointed in your behavior. There's a big difference between I'm very disappointed in you and I'm very disappointed in your behavior. There's a world of a difference. I have to say, if the child does what was not appropriate, I have to say, but not to say I'm disappointed in you. Disappointed your brain. And I immediately corrected myself. And then I said exactly why. I was disappointed. And the child understood. And was masking. They understood. I don't have babies in my house. Everyone knows on what level to talk to their children. The child understood. And this Motzei Shabbos, I just said, remember what happened last week. We're not going to have that again. But so with children, you have to be careful not to cause pain. Yoser midai. Not to say I'm disappointed in you, but yes, I'm disappointed in your behavior. A teacher, a rabbi, a parent, a mechanic, you have an obligation, but how? Zulasi b'mashat tzrichin harbe. Aside from the fact of what we need to do a lot of, kadesha yichu musar. There are times when you need to give musar to the child, and that is a requirement, and you have to know how to give the musar. Alavai, we should always give it properly. V'afilu b'vanav u'binosav u'binei beiso sh'adam. Look what he says. Sometimes we're more careful with people outside the homes. They say that there's one of the ways, I don't remember who says, but the Balei Musar, whatever, I've heard it said, maybe you've heard it said, that bracha for Shalom Bayis is you should behave with the people in your home the way you behave with the people outside of your home. Because sometimes we're more careful, more polite, more kind, more understanding, more forgiving with the people in the street than we are with the people in our house. Therefore, the chinuch makes a point of saying, bivanav, with your sons, uvinosav, and with your daughters, ubnei beiso shel adam, and with the people who live in your house. Hani brings this down. She says, a special tefillah. She says, you should daven specifically to see the good in the people in your homes. She says, sometimes that's the biggest challenge for us, that with the outside world, it's not difficult, but the biggest challenge sometimes is to have an ayin tov, is any to daven specifically for the people in your house. So they're not exempt from onas dvarim. I can't be nice to everybody else and then be baal onas dvarim in my home. No. V'hamakel behem shalol letzarim b'inyan elu yimta chayim bracha v'kavod. And if you're careful not to cause tsar with these matters, what will you find in life? Chayim doesn't just mean physical life. It means a beautiful quality to the life you live. Bracha, blessing, v'kavod, and honor. Any questions or comments? Okay, which paragraph am I? Just so I could tell you. The over. Last line of column one. Over alze, and if you're over, so keep in mind this is a mitzvah. That's the whole point of what we're bringing out today. Besides for all the details on the fine points of what we're bringing out today, this isn't a piece of advice. It's a deraisa. I quoted in a different shiur from two different sources. Rabbi Avi Billet had a piece in the Jewish Star, and Rabbi Aryeh Zev Ginsberg had a very nice piece, both appeared in the 5th Jewish Times and in Mishpacha magazine a couple of weeks ago. But sometimes we're so careful, said Rabbi Ginsberg, with Bein Adam Lamakom, we forget how far we have to go than Bein Adam Lechavero. And Rabbi Avi Billet said that, you know, we have email reminders. I get two different email reminders tonight, and WhatsApp reminders, and WhatsApp, who did you count sphere? Did you remember to count sphere? Did you say a bracha? Can you make it up? Did you miss a day? He says, why don't we have WhatsApp group reminders for Vahafta Lerecha Kamocha, and Kavod Abrios, and Lashon Nekia, and Ayin Tov? He says, most poskim hold that today, after Churban Beis HaMikdash, the Omer, which is really counting from Korban Omer, since there's no more Korban Omer brought the day after Pesach, which was the first barley offering, we don't have that anymore. So according to most opinions, Sfiras Omer is a Dirabanan. I'm not saying you should stop doing it, but he says we're so makhid on a Dirabanan, but sometimes we forget that there are Dirabaisas that are still Nohig, B'chol Makom and B'chol Zman, and it's not a suffix if it's a Dirabais or a Dirabanan anymore. And it's Nohig whether there's a temple, he said, or no temple. So how come we're so careful about a Dirabanan in Chutzarts? It's really based on the Korban Omer that we don't even have anymore today. And we're such kanaim about Sfiras Omer. I'm not saying not to be. But why do we neglect the Deoraisas? There are no Ibachol Malcolm, Bizchol Zman, Bizcharm Uvakenas, Bizcharm Uvinakevas, and it's a Deorais everywhere. The over last line, and one who is over on this mitzvah and caused pain to his friend with words, but like those examples that we gave according to sages, bival teshuva. Remember what we said. I think it's very important. It's not just a chozer b'tshuva. It's someone who's increased their mitzvah observance, ubechola, someone who's sick, v'kayotiv, and then others like these over alav zeh. Your mamish over on this lo tasei aval ein lokin alav. He doesn't get malchus. Why? Lefisha ein bo maisa. Because there was no action. You weren't over a love through action. But look, you understand? So you don't get malchus, you don't get lashes. But look at the next line. Watch the next line. So you understand? He's over a love, no malchus. Why not? Because it wasn't an action. However, kama malchus, how many malchus is it going to get? Mibli ritzua she'ego, without the whip of the calfskin, biyad ha'adon. Hametzav alasa. What did he just say? I'm asking you, what did he just say? Come on, tell me.
How many malchus are you
going to
get from a kashrus?
That's exactly right. Yibamash Olam doesn't need the leather strap, Rachmana Litzlan, to give malchus. It's true that Beis Din is not loka, because it's a law, but there's no action. But you're not, don't think you're off the hook. Get it? Pun intended. The hook. Kama malchus mibli ritzua shel ego b'yad ha'adon. How many malchus Rachman son will be he subjected? Will he be subjected to even without the whip of the calfskin in the hand of the master who commands about this? Yisparach v'isalef. May his name be blessed and raised. So Hashem can find us anywhere. V'ulam l'fi hadomeh. Questions or comments? Even though now I'm starting to run out of time for questions or comments. Okay. V'ulam l'fi hadomeh ein b'mashmash im b'yisrael achad. Oh, what he's going to say next is fascinating. We talk so much about holding our tongues when we're insulted. Okay? This next piece is very, very interesting. We talk so much about holding our tongues. And if someone comes, don't answer back. It's a time for tefillah. Tola eretz ablima. We've quoted the Gemara here before. The world is upheld by he who is bolem as piv, who closes his mouth in the time b'shas meriva. Okay? He's going to point out something different. And that is that man is not a stone. And it's very difficult, almost impossible, to hold back when you're the subject of onas dvarim. It's very real, what he's about to say next. Let's look. V'ulam, lefi hadoma, ein b'mashma, she'im ba Yisrael achad. It does not mean, if someone from Israel came, v'hitchil, v'hirshia letzaris chaver, b'dvarim harb. Someone comes like a Russia, and he causes pain to his friend with bad words. Shalo yaneh v'shome, is it possible that what? The person who hears is not going to answer. E-F-shar, I underline this. Out of the whole part, I underline this. She-E-F-shar lios adam ke-even. She-ein lahofrim. It's impossible. Man is not like a stone that needs someone to turn it over. We're not inanimate objects. We're not rock hard. We're people. We have emotions. We're soft. Furthermore, if someone's quiet, you know the expression, shtika kahoda'a, what does it mean? Silence is acquiescence. If you're quiet, it seems that you agree with what's being said. Uba'emes, lo titzava Torah liosa adam ke'evin shoseik. Look at this. And the truth is, the Torah did not command man that he has to be like a silent stone. L'mecharfav kimol l'mivrachav. To he who curses him, just like you are to one who blesses him. He's saying here that it's impossible. Man is not a stone. And it's next to impossible to keep your mouth closed when somebody comes. Mecharef u'migadef. He blasphemes and he curses and he's a kana and he's bad words to say, but so I should stand there quietly? Is that what the Torah expects of me? To close my mouth? Shtika koda? Do I really agree with what he says about me? Aval titzava osanu shenisrachek min hamidazos. We should stay far away from this character trait. V'shalo natchili his kotet u'decharev b'nei adam. We shouldn't in the first place go there, but we should not instigate quarrel and blaspheme and cursing of people. U'becheni natza adam mikoza. And through this man will be saved from all this. So if you don't go in the first place, and you don't start machlokas in the first place, we'll all be saved from this. But the lemaisa to realize that a human being, it's very hard to hold back. Kimisha eino bal kitata lo. Look at this. Because when one is not a quarrelsome person, people will not curse him. In other words, if your actions are actions of shalom and tranquility in the first place, you will find people won't curse you. So you won't have to answer back. Do you understand what he's saying? What's the prevention from being spoken badly to and being cursed so that you will might have to answer back? What's the prevention to the whole thing?
Behaving well.
Exactly. Your actions set a whole pattern. The way I behave with myself, with others, is really the way I will be behaved with in general. There are always yotze min haklal. Yes, in general. In general. When you see a person who exudes chayin or who has lashon nekiyah, you don't, I heard of Shai Shachter say in a shir, he said he was very moved by this, that Elisheva Kaplan, Alaha Hashalom, the boss, I don't know what she worked for, a certain company, and the boss came to be Menachem Avel, and the boss said that he's had this company for like over 20 years, and Elisheva was working for him, and the other employees, the workers said, when she came in, they felt they couldn't speak a certain way. They had to wash their mouths more when she was there. Imagine the koach that she, the beauty and the internal tranquility and the menuchas and nefesh of her soul and the godless and the tahara that she exuded, the people around her understood they had to speak different. So that's what the chinuch is saying. When you behave a certain way, yes, there's yotzei min hakal, but in general, people will behave a certain way with you. It will never lead to dvarim raim. It won't lead to onas dvarim. In general, there are exceptions to every rule, and therefore you won't have to be struck with the internal machoka, should I answer back or should I not answer back? It won't even lead to it in the first place. Zulasi hashotim hagmurim. Look at this last line. Except for those shotim, today is translated as utterly foolish, stupid people. Right? They're in a different category. Ve'ein lasei slave al shotim. Don't pay any attention to the shotim. Anyway, we have to finish this. Ah, ve'im ulai. And if some slander among people will compel us to reply, so let's say you really feel you have to reply. You can't hold your tongue. You can't. You can't say, I'm going to daven now, I'm embarrassed, I'm going to daven for Yeshua. You're not a stone. The chinuch validates how we feel. You're not a stone, you're a human being. Shem made you with feelings. And all your nice actions didn't work. And the shote came and he still insulted you. So what should I do? I should just stand there? Shtiko koda? I should let him beat me up? Verbally oppress me? Take the abuse? Ra'oi l'chacham, a wise person will know how to answer. She yashiv lo derech silsul uni'imos. Lo yichas harbe. With dignity. With a healthy sense of pride, with pleasantness, na'ami, with pleasantness. Lo yichas harbe, don't become excessively angry. Ki ka'as b'cheik kisilim yanuach, because it's a pasuk from Kohelis. Anger rests in the bosom of fools. If you really have to answer back, respectfully, now you think this person isn't deserving of respect, you're deserving of respect. Respectfully, with pleasantness, trying not to become excessively angry. Angry is for the kasil, the foolish. Save yourself. Should save yourself from those people who hear your shame and embarrassment. Send it back onto the person who embarrassed you. So there's other people standing there and you were just embarrassed. Let's say it's a public WhatsApp group and you were embarrassed, or it's in a group of people and that joke was not funny. If there's a way, and you really, you feel very ashamed if you manage to even find the words to answer back. If the shame or left you, the words to answer back, you can answer back. Let us know, try and stay as far as possible away from excess anger. Do it with pleasantness and do it with dignity. V'zehu derech hatovim shebnei adam. This is the good path amongst people. V'yesh lanu lamad, two more paragraphs. Hashem, stop the clock. V'yesh lanu lamod davar zeh. And it is upon us to learn this matter. Shemuter lanu la'anos kasil. You are allowed to answer back against a foolish person, lefi hadoma, according to what's appropriate. Why? You know what Prince William is going to bring up next to halacha? Bala haragacha hashkim lahargo. If someone comes to kill you, you're allowed to rise up to kill them first. He now applies that principle. There's murder with words. Remember how I said about the snake? How could one snake, even if it's 6 feet long, bring down a whole elephant that weighs 2 tons? That could crush it with one step. One step of the elephant's foot crushes those things. What's Hashem teaching us? The poison of words that could mamish kill. You could kill a gadol, you could kill a god, you could kill a friend, you could kill a Jew. So you're allowed, based on Bala Harikicha Hashkim Lahar, Gobharashi tells us the Mishpatim, if someone tunnels into your house and you find him and he comes to kill you, you're allowed to come back and you're not chayav. He was coming to kill you. You have to assume, say Chazal, that if he came into your house in the middle of the night, he doesn't have the best intentions with you. So that's the psak that he gives, the basis that he gives for answering back. May Asher Hitira HaTorah, because the Torah was matir, gave permission, Habab Machteres, who tunnels in, Lahakdim Ulahargo, who comes in early to kill him. You're allowed to kill back. She'ain Safek, there's no doubt. Shalon is Chayiv, Adam Lisbo, and is Zakin Miyad Chaviru. There is no doubt that is man required to bear suffering of the infliction and pain at the hand of his friends? Are you required to sit there like a stone, like a log, like a shmata, and be beaten up? You're not. You have dignity. You have honor. You have to know how to answer back. Very, very interesting. You have permission to save yourself. If you have your permission to save your physical self, not permission, you're chayiv to save your physical self. Chayecha, chayecha, vercha, says Rabbi Akiva, chayecha kovin. You have to save yourself. So why do we think when it comes to verbal views, which is a deraisa, that the person's allowed to kill you with words? So too with his mouth that is full of mirma, deceit, full of deceit and harmful language. You have to do whatever you can to save yourself. So I think that this ending is very, very important, that the chinuch ends with, and puts a different spin. The first part is telling us about nasvar, we're all mechoyev. As kanam as we are with Sfirsa Omer, we should be as zealous about Onas Dvarim. B'chol Malkum, b'chol Zvarim, temple or no temple. It's not a machokas if it's a derban or deraisa. You could kill somebody. But the end piece also adds a different element. You are not chayav to let that person take you down. And if you're embarrassed, now you have to know b'ni'imus, with dignity. Try not to get too angry. But you don't have to let him kill you. You're allowed to answer back for your dignity. V'ulam, now, he ends by saying there is a certain group of chassidim. A chassid doesn't mean a chassid like today, we mean a chassid. It means like a pious person who will hold their tongues. But for Hamon b'nei Adam, we should understand that you're allowed in a certain fashion to not allow yourself to be killed. You can defend yourself. V'ulam, yesh kas mibnei Adam, she'ola chasidusam. There is a certain group of people, but because of their piousness, how is it? Piety, yeah. Kol kach, their excessive piety, she'shlo yirtu lahachnis atzman behorazu. They don't want to be involved at all. They're not interested in answering back to the person who shamed them at all. They have a certain piety. We're talking about the Gedolim. They would hang up posters in the old city against him. They would throw dung on him when he walked in the streets. He didn't say anything. He didn't answer a lot. A printer once came to him and said, what should I do? They're giving me business. They want me to print up the posters that are slandering the Rav. He said, so print the posters. If they don't come to you, they're going to go to somebody else. He said, you may as well not lose your parnasa. He said, they asked him, but he said, I would rather be accused of, in the end of days, but as Rosh Hashem, Admei V'asum, when every person gets to the Olma Emes, he said, I would rather be accused of a havas chinam than sin ischam. He did answer back. This is a very, nobody should be in a situation where they're hanging posters up against us and when they're slinging dung against a person, but that was his level. There is a certain category of people, because of their great piety, the Chavetz Chaim would run from a chokas. It's written in his biography, art school biography, called the Chavetz Chaim by Rabbi M.M. Yasher. He would run from a chokas like running from fire. They don't want to answer back because they don't want to be embroiled at all. At all? At all? I don't want any business in this. They're not hamonam. Lo yirtzu lahachnis, they don't want to become, enter into atzmam themselves. They're not interested in answering anything back to those who embarrass them. Pen yig, why not? Pen yigbar leim hakas. Because once you start to answer back, what do you start to feel? The anger starts to overtake you, and they don't want the anger to overtake them. V'yispashtu b'inyan yoser midai. Then you become so much more involved in the matter. It says in the biography of Moshe Twersky, Hashem yinkom damo, zecher tzadik kadosh levracha, tzchuso yagin aleidu, that it quotes his chavruso, who he learned with for 30 years. He says, they never talked about anything besides for Torah. One time a person had done something to him, and the matter sat in his heart. A chazal say, if a matter sits in your heart, you should unburden yourself. So the chavruso says, for a minute and a half, but Moshe said the certain matter that was bothering him, and then they went, I never spoke about it again. Are we on such a madriga? So really, such chassidim, they don't want kaas to overtake them. And then they're going to become so embroiled in this even more than necessary. So the chinuch doesn't say you shouldn't strive to be like this. It's a very high madriga. But you should know most people are not like this. And about them, the sages of blessed memory say, they are humiliated and they do not humiliate back. They hear their shame, they don't answer. It's a very high madriga. Aleihem hakasuv omer. About them, the pasuk says, it's a pasuk from Shoftim, ve'ohavav, kitseis hashemesh begvura. So, those who love him, ve'ohavav, those who love him are like the sun going forth in its might. That's how powerful they are. They warm the whole world. They're like a fire that nobody could touch. What's the sun? Excuse me. A fire that nobody could touch. Something that gives life to the whole world. That's a very hard mandrake. So you should know it's tremendous godless to hold your tongue and not answer back. But can you do it? Not everybody could do it. If you're at the level that you can't do it, so you have to know, first of all, to prevent in the first place, I'm just recapping what the chinuch taught us, prevent in the first place, behave a certain way. People will behave a certain way with you. Think of Elisheva Kaplan, Allah HaShalom. It should be an aliyah for her neshama if we manage to emulate her ways. Just by her presence, the workers understood they can't talk a certain way. The way you act is generally what people will talk about to you, except for the show team. We don't pay much attention to the show team. But if they come and they hurt you, what should you do? Try and answer with a pleasantness, not to become too angry, yoser midai. But lamaisa, to remember though, nasdvarim is a deoraisa. And that's the key here. And as we come up to Zman Matan Torasenu, where we're chayiv to see the chain in each and every Jew in order to make us rui for Kabbalah Sator, it's something we have to strive for very, very much. So, Rabbanu Sha'olam should give us the kochos. Not only learn, nice to learn, to internalize what we learn. Kihem chayenu, mi ba'i chay, said the Pelon Tzipori. Who wants life? Kihem chayenu, orech yameinu, v'am negam yamam v'layla. So we should be zocha to apply our learning. Halavai, amen, kein yuretzon. Any questions or comments? I wish you all a very wonderful, meaningful, uplifting Zman Matan Torasenu. We went a little over, but we had to get through.